with us today is Dick Morris, one smart guy, he knows Washington, he knows the country, and he was consultant to President Bill Clinton, President Donald Trump. Dick Morris, there's so many things happening in this country right now. Give us a pulse of what you think is going on.
Well, John, the key thing is the rise, not of anti-Semitism, of Nazism in the United States. You know, the Biden administration loves to talk about white supremacy and to hunt for any evidence of it, and as such, there's very little of it. But there is a growing and huge amount of Nazism, of anti-Semitism going on in the country, particularly on our college campuses. And let's stop pretending it's anti-Semitism. It's the rise of Nazism and advocating extermination of the Jews. And one of the protesters at Columbia the other day said, "We are Hamas. We are Al-Qassam," which is the brigade of Hamas that slaughtered 1,200 Jews in October. The issue is, what is Biden and what is the country going to do about it? President Trump has recommended that the colleges that tolerate this kind of conduct lose their federal scholarship aid, their government contracts, and that any student convicted of any of this, of hate speech or any of this, lose their scholarships, and also, if they're foreign students, have their visas revoked. And this is just the kind of thing that is absolutely necessary. We have to stop this. We need to tolerate free speech. We do not need to tolerate hate speech.
Tell me, I've seen the movies and the videos of the attacks on the agitation in Columbia at NYU. Mm-hmm. How many of these are students, and how many of them are paid agitators?
Well, there are a great many paid agitators, and it turns out that George Soros, who is himself a survivor of the Holocaust, has been funding a great many of them. Let me clarify that. Soros was complicit in the Holocaust. He worked closely with the Gestapo and the Nazis during the Holocaust in Hungary, and he apparently has not learned his lesson and is now funding the same kind of activity on college campuses. I think that the important thing for us to realize is that in the summer of last year, when the riots were sweeping the cities, there was a great deal of focus, as there should have been, on police brutality and the murder of various innocent people by the police. But now we're facing something just as serious, just as widespread, that affects Jews. And to see the left of the Democratic Party sympathizing with them, standing with them, demonstrating on their behalf, is not only disgusting, it's terrifying. And I think that we have to recognize the outbreak of Nazism and anti-Semitism on American campuses and take strong action to stop it.
Dick Morris, you're going to be on at noontime today, from noontime to 2 o'clock on WABCradio.com and yep, worldwide, 173 countries, 50 states. What are you going to talk about at noontime?
Well, in particular, I'm going to be welcoming on the show Tina Forte, who is running against AOC for Congress this year. And AOC just endorsed the Nazi anti-Israel, anti-Jewish protests at Columbia. So we're going to talk about that and the rise of Nazism in the guise of Progressive Democratic Party that we're watching here in New York.
Well, I'll be looking forward to listening to you. Thank you so much, and we'll catch up with you later. I'll be listening at noontime. Thank you so much.
Thank you, John.
Handling legal matters is stressful. So, let the law offices of Frank Bruno Jr. provide you with the insightful counsel you deserve. The law offices of Frank Bruno Jr. has successfully handled thousands of cases for 25 plus years. They focus on elder law and estate planning, but are equipped to navigate you through all stages of family law and divorce to real estate law and probate. The law offices of Frank Bruno. Call 718-418-5000 or visit them at frankbrunolaw.com. That's frankbrunolaw.com. Frank Bruno. He's your numero uno.